People possess an incredible ability to damage themselves while defending their right to do so. Marijuana is now legal for recreational use in almost half of all U.S. states, as well as D.C., Guam, and the Northern Marianas Islands. That's where the Enola Gay left on its bombing mission to bomb Hiroshima. You've heard people say cannabis use is harmless, but a Columbia University study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association states marijuana use is significantly associated with psychiatric disorders. Teenaged recreational pot smokers deal with depression and suicidal thoughts at a much higher rate than non-marijuana users. And teens who smoke a lot are four times more likely to have mental health disorders. And there's a link between marijuana use and poor academic performance. But more and more states and countries, no doubt, are going to okay recreational marijuana use, while the lead author of the study I mentioned says that parents should be very concerned. It surely doesn't take a genius to figure out that getting stoned with some frequency is going to affect your brain negatively. There are people who say it's natural. God created it. So what's the harm in it? God said in Genesis 1:29, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat or food." He said nothing about smoking it. The human body wasn't designed for smoking marijuana. If you want to escape, escape to God, not away from God. People want what they want. So ask God to help you want what He wants. It's a remarkable thing with our advanced intellect. We can study and study and say, this won't hurt, even when it will. Flee to God. You'll always be in good shape and in good hands. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.